Greetings, everyone. Welcome. We're back. All of that shit. Everyone say hi.
I'm Aiden.
Goodbye.
Yeah, currently we have Keza and the Outer Rift eating, so if you hear any munching or clinking or anything like that, that's just
what snacks that you eat?
I don't know, but you should have eaten earlier. He has an excuse. He was working.
So, I was working.
No, you weren't. The street doesn't count as working. Well, it does, hey, but...
I'm here this week as well.
Yeah.
You didn't crash.
Yeah, I didn't crash.
Someone's currently beating up your car.
Oh, yeah, this boring place. You better watch out, Julie.
Hmm.
Sorry.
Okay, let's start this off. This week, I have been doing not much of anything but playing LOL and Steel Bastion.
Yes.
I'm guessing you're the same character?
Yeah, pretty much LOL. And what? A bit of Puzzle Agent too.
More of the Bastion out of yours.
I haven't bought it yet. I just haven't had time.
Yeah, that's all right.
But you were the one that like made
yeah,
me
I know.
Buy it.
I played the demo and that was it. I didn't have a chance to buy it. I don't want to start playing it.
Oh, I did pre-order Skyrim.
Really?
Skyrim.
How much is it?
I pre-ordered it for PlayStation online for $70.
That's not bad. Where'd you pre-order from?
Some shop off shop, but I know it was cheap on the list. Yeah, it was the cheapest on the list, and I was like $70. You know, I don't think JB Hi-Fi is going to be
Aussie games.
No.
Aussie games have really good prices.
No, I think it was Dungeon Crawlers.
Play Asia is another good one for
Play Asia.
On their own mind for
PC, Katamari,
PS3 all the time.
Does anyone know what it's on priced on Steam or for just
I think it's $90.
Really?
Steam's always more expensive.
I saw it just the other day on there. It's like it's about $90 on Steam.
So I'm actually gonna have to go into a store and buy this game.
If you're getting it for PC, it'll be the same price. It's not gonna matter either way.
Yeah, true. But really, I want it for PC because then I can download mods and stuff for it.
Yeah, no, that's true, but like my thing is, when I have stuff on PC, I always reformat, I lose my saves, and then I cry, and then I never play the game again.
Yeah, no, I saw that.
Yeah.
Oh, Space Marine.
Yeah.
I've got a friend who's pretty much obsessed with that at the moment.
What, Space Marine?
Yeah, yeah. I saw the demo of it. And looks
I don't like the official versions of War.
Have you read the books?
89 American, which will probably be about 84 Australian.
Right on the dot.
Yeah, about 84 Australian.
Yeah.
Usually converted.
Pretty good.
That's not too bad. I mean, like...
I'd rather play that.
It's better than what we used to have to pay.
I'll pass on it again. I'm not a fan of the Oblivion.
I didn't like Oblivion either.
I hated it on PlayStation. I couldn't handle the... I don't know. I don't like the PlayStation for that sort of gameplay.
See, I loved it, and I... Yeah, we're all mocking Jono for eating right now. He's, like, eating kind of...
shoveling it in.
Yeah, I had it on PC, and yet again, I reformatted and lost my save.
Take the saves with you.
I've done that three times before that.
You didn't think of that, did you?
If it's through Steam...
No, in my defense, I'm slightly retarded.
Yeah, that's true.
See, I got sick of the whole... do all your files on the one drive and then installs in the other drive. I've just got all my save game stuff in folders in one folder. So when you reformat, you don't worry about any saves or documents.
Yeah, but, exactly. You know what
so much better. If I get a virus,
the things are even now,
yeah, we can't be bothered trying to get rid of it.
You'll probably find the saves will go up onto the Steam Cloud anyway, so it'll make a difference.
Someone's downloads to the C drive.
The Steam Cloud's changed all that crap now.
Everything goes to C drive.
Okay, yeah, we need to stop the talking over each other.
Alright, so... back to C drive.
So back to what we've been playing this week. Ty, fill us in.
Me, Bastion, bit of LOL, and I've been pretty much logged out. And a bit of Smash Bros. Brawl. Actually, I've been taking that to work. I've been playing that at work.
Oh, nice.
Have you guys talked about Bastion yet?
Yes.
I don't know what that is.
That's
alright. Oh, yeah.
He wasn't there.
You weren't here last week.
Let's just explain him. Sitting at your fruit salad.
I finished the course.
We should do trying it without putting your teeth on the spoon.
We did
ratings for it.
We did ratings.
You just chose not to rate because you hadn't played it.
Yeah, and now these two have finished it as well.
He hasn't finished it.
I didn't finish it. I'm stuck.
You're
stuck. I'm stuck on that level where you got to kill the crocodile with that stupid
don't give spoilers. Don't tell them how to do it. Don't tell them.
I did. But
change the go to the arsenal and change it.
It's that stupid. The things that you've got to kill from behind. I've started running
lockheads.
To combat that you need to you upgrade your hammer so it does it ignores armor.
I didn't use the hammer. I always put those things. I just roll underneath.
So
them.
Smart. And
you put that on a poster.
I'm slightly retarded.
I think. These are things that put up the armor when you...
No, this is the...
Yeah. No.
The things you got to roll around. Yeah, use your hammer.
Yeah. And if you have it with a shield boost, you can move around with your shield.
Or use Remus's taunt, and that usually gets around it.
Yeah, that does.
That's the wrong game.
Roll and armor.
The only thing I've actually been doing is watching the XP land in the Stoats as well.
Oh, yeah. Your friend went to that or something?
No, his crew went, but he had to stay and work.
So tell us what happened.
The what? Sorry?
XP land. It's for Call of Duties. Xbox Army, though, unfortunately. Sucks if you're not.
So, wait, the XP land is the tournament that they have for Call of Duty? Yep.
The way he was explaining it is only one team selected from Australia to go. America has 6 entrances and a couple out of Europe play.
Yeah, but America's...
It's basically like FIFA, but an American version. But where
FIFA's awesome.
Yeah, but FIFA's the same way. It's more the European countries get the selection, not the
NBA. That's because they got more
people
playing it.
Yeah. But yeah, basically it's just the best go play, and they were lucky enough to see the release, actually get to play the Charlie version of Modern Warfare 3, the lucky bastard.
So what have they got to say about it? Is this finally going to break my I hate Call of Duty?
No, because your hate Call of Duty stems from the fact you can't play it.
But in my defense, you're a dickhead.
There's no denying that.
It could be. Well, you like your leveling up sort of games, which this will entail, because it's infusing the frontline system into its gun weaponry and layouts of classes, but it'll still keep the core COD values inside of it.
Yeah, so I mean, assholes everyone. Right?
Sounds like every COD. Other COD before, to be honest.
Yeah, but no other COD's ever had a leveling system where you level a weapon. Or purely just the weapon.
Yeah, but prior to the last COD, they didn't have
COD with even more leveling.
It's just more.
Yeah,
it's just more of COD. You couldn't choose your perks up before COD 4.
Yeah,
and then you could, and then you know what was the last COD? What was different in that?
You have to buy cars.
One new thing each
update. Well, this one's just basically fusing Battlefield maps with the Call of Duty gameplay and frontline leveling system.
What do you mean by Call of Duty? Battlefield maps.
Big maps. Big
that size. Destructible environments, yeah?
Nothing that we saw was just indestructible.
Are they bringing in new game types?
However, that's more. No. Yeah, yes.
Oh, they are?
Yes, they are.
Is there a good capture and hold one?
There is. No, I don't remember how he explained it to me. There is one that's sort of like taking the King of the Hill idea, but the what? But it's called. No, sorry, I'll tell you about it. It's a new version of Team Deathmatch, where if you have your mates in a firefight and they die, if you get there before and you can run to your mate and pick up their dog tags, if you pick up the dog tags, you deny the other team the kill.
Oh, wow. So it's like a revive, essentially.
No, it can revive, essentially, yes.
Or, of course, you could also get killed.
Yeah, that's your, yes.
They get 2 kills.
Yeah. And then there's 2 dog tags. They run out and try and get both.
Obviously, there's going to be a court. There's going to be a limit to how long the dog tags will stay off of the field. But yeah, so you can deny your opponents and revive them straight.
Unless you've got cooldown reductions.
No, we're not doing cooldown reductions.
Oh, armor pen.
Yeah. No.
How does that stop that? You know, if you've got revive, then it's going to come straight back.
The only thing I need to do is I need to make a correction.
You know what? You could get Guardian's Angel.
We're not talking long.
Yeah. If you have Guardian's Angel and revive, you'd be such and then teleport, you just come straight back in the fight.
That's a decent
challenge. Yeah, we're not going to that.
That would work well on a Jungle Soraka.
I need to make a correction statement too, because BioWare's now changed their idea.
Stop for a second. Do not knock it. I have been playing a Jungle Soraka.
He's going to play some sort of Soraka.
For those who listened before and listened to me say that Star Wars The Old Republic will be IP banned by BioWare, if you buy the version overseas, you will not be IP banned anymore. They are lifting it off the country.
Oh.
You'll only be IP
banned. Only in Australia?
In general. So if you buy the game from Amazon, if there's any copies left, or a digital copy, you'll be able to play it when it's released. Otherwise, you're still waiting 3 months.
Get Evan to gift us copies.
Basically.
Evan lives in Australia.
But you can just go on Amazon. If there's any copies left, Amazon.com, get them off that. That's still American things.
I'm not that keen to play it. I've got a few games we're playing. I finally cracked out I got the beta invite to Age of Empires Online.
No,
I looked at that. I don't think it's going to be that successful.
Is it paying a little bit? It's different. It's all quest based.
But did you play Age of Empires 3 though?
What game do I ask that we can play every time?
You say Age of Empires 2.
Still, I played Age of Empires 3.
This episode 2.
Still, Age of Empires is my best game.
But looking at it, it's just taking the idea of the city, but now it's making the city into the multiplayer version. Instead of customizing your own city without any boss.
It's more quest based, like. There's not so much fighting against each other. You can't play, like, you mean LoL's got your, back to LoL, LoL's got your versus, and it's got your ranked games. You can't essentially invade other...
You pit it against your own level.
No, you can't even do it until you reach, I think it's level 20 or level 40. No. But there's incentives, they've got a store there already. And they've got stuff you can buy, like packs.
Yeah.
So you start off with one Civ, so you might get Egypt or Greece. And, you know, you get your Pikemen. And that's the only thing you can build. You do quests and you get goals. And you can sort of level up like you do in LoL. Get...
Wait, is it still a...
No, it's not. It's taken the idea and made it different.
So they've got an online store, though, as well. And, you can, you know, you can grind for stuff.
Which is why I'm not worried about it.
So it's stores, an yeah. RPG... But it's kind of like a massive time, it's still a strategy.
Yes,
so it's got the WoW quest strategy.
Which is why I think it's going to be successful.
Am I the only person that sounds like you were talking out of your butt? Or
No, it really is. It's free to play set up, and they've done the shot. Like, LoL's led the way for everything free to play now.
Yeah, it really is like that. It's just. Yeah.
But they've got packs there already. Like, it's just come out, and there's packs with content. It's $100 packs, $120 packs, and it's pretty much, you know,
120 Australian.
Yeah, and it's pretty much, you know, you could do this. Yeah, that's what I'm you watching. Could do this achievement, or you can, you know, take 10 years to get there, or you can just buy this pack
and get stuff straight away. It seems steep for microtransaction type.
Yeah, stores. They've got mini microtransactions. Like, you could buy them all individually.
So they've got the normal. Oh, okay,
they've got all those parts individually. They've got the big packs as well.
Okay, so they're like the big packs that basically mean you don't have to play the game.
Yeah, and pretty much, you know, the achievements.
$120 to do nothing.
Which just means it's going to be like Xbox Live, where some little rich kid
exactly.
gets his dad's yeah. credit card and goes nuts. We have a Diablo 3 situation.
It's still got Diablo 3 can't do. We already mentioned that because, you know, that's got the level restrictions. But
yeah,
it's a similar thing for Age of Empires as well. But, you know, all the achievements are locked to, you know, say, reach level 40 with Pikeman. With a, I can't remember what it's called, I think it's not prestige or there's a special word for it. So if you bought stuff, your civ by station is advanced civ. So you can't get any achievements unless you buy stuff.
So what's your thoughts on it? Like, give it a rating. Like it.
It's nothing like Age of Empires.
No, that's why I don't
know. You still do missions, it might be named. You took just taking gold, the night. Stone.
He's basically,
yeah. Yeah.
Is it still on some of the stuff?
No, I don't think it is.
It's still Microsoft.
It's Microsoft, but Ensemble's
got
up
for a second. It's
Microsoft.
They got closed down after Halo Wars, I believe.
The name.
I've got beta keys, so I can give you guys some.
Yeah, no.
Yes, maybe we should give it a try.
Is it an MMORPG RTS, basically?
Which is why it's not going to work.
You can't RTS until you reach a certain level.
Yeah, which is why it's not going to work, right?
And if someone's purchased stuff, you can't really fight them.
Speaking of Diablo 3, just being an update, to be able to sell stuff on the auction house, you actually have to pay money. Proper money.
Instead of it just coming out of the sale.
Mm.
Oh, that's a bit silly.
To access the auction house and to buy stuff at the auction house will be like a mini store, and to put it up will also be looking at making it a mini microtransaction to put stuff up as well.
Like, say, 1 cent to 10 cents to go on sell $5.
Yeah.
It's like PayPal, essentially. You want to use PayPal, you've got to pay 10 cents for every...
Yeah. It's just microtransactions because it stops people from just...
Yes, I'm taking my job.
It stops people from making, like, with WoW. WoW's problem is that people just farm, and merchant it and just sell, like, crap loads of gold. That's why it's going to make them pay to get the gold itself.
Speaking of WoW, has anybody seen the pictures of Diablo 3 straight against WoW, and it's exactly the same minus the HUD?
Yep.
Yeah.
Has anyone else watched Dota 2?
Yes.
Did anyone else think it was really dark and not cool?
Yeah,
I showed that at yours.
Mm.
It looked really crap.
I was recording some videos today, and that was the
competition,
the $1 million championship, and it just looked so boring, like so dark. Like, I kind of lolled through the brightness out of all of them.
I did notice it looked really quite dark, and
you couldn't tell the difference. Like Eli said, you couldn't tell the difference between a summoner spell and a minion attack. They both look exactly the same.
Do you know what really threw me? Like, you could tell where the lane was. But once they started to go into the jungle, trying to get old, like, wait, are they still in the lane? Is this
I did like that presence, though. Like, the fact that there was so many ganking options in that map.
Yeah, there were so many ganking options, but I couldn't tell which was the main lane to be sticking in.
Yeah, that's something you probably know after you play it for a while. Like, it's a lot darker.
So is it basically a lot more complicated than WoW?
It's different.
It's more complicated. We discussed this in our last podcast.
Yeah. So refer to last.
We can rehash it.
We're not rehashing it.
I'll fall asleep again.
Yeah. What's that, LOL? LOL?
I heard LOL.
me and Carl have done our games of the week. I don't
know.
Quickly.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, okay. I've been playing Deus Ex, mostly.
Oh, that's so boring.
Gay sex.
No.
Tell us about your gay sex.
In short, it's a big game, so make it.
We know you've been playing Gay Station.
Yeah, it's really quite a long game, and it's actually a challenge. It's not like your average modern day shooter where it just kind of you feel like you're running and gunning all the time. And
I'm sorry, we're all signaling each other while Adam's talking. And it's getting confused.
I was doing the Mr. Burns on the home plate to home.
I was watching an energy. it's just kind of weird to talk and have no one actually.
I was listening.
Everyone's listening. That's going to actually listen, but we'll probably bleep you out.
I'm sorry. Last podcast we bagged out Jono because he wasn't there.
He didn't know that.
No,
listen to that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, tell us.
Yeah, it's actually quite a challenging game. Like, apart from, well, you don't. You know, like with the average shooter, you're just kind of running through, like with Halo or something like that, and you don't feel. You don't feel like you've got to plan out your attacks. If you don't come in it the right way, you lose.
Me and Evan the other night.
Who, sorry?
Me and Evan.
Who?
Evan.
We're not watching
Evan. Oh, shut up. Evan and I. Evan and I, the other, what was it, Friday night, we got 6 hours, we played 4 hours of Halo 1, and we got 6 hours done.
Do Halo Anniversary when it comes out.
There is no challenge.
Oh, is that with the 3 games on the 1, you can switch between them using this, like, different
engines? Yeah, we're not discussing Halo Anniversary.
Yeah, so continue.
Yeah, so yeah, you really got to plan it out. So if you're the kind of player who likes actually having a challenge in their games, this is a good game. If you like Halo and Call of Duty,
depending on what build you can go, because you can customize yourself, you can like get heaps of health.
Or you can too. Regen.
So you can if you want to.
Like a cover bay shooter.
Yeah, so you just run in and shoot stuff, so and you probably will die.
Instead of build, you mean, you know, how you upgrade.
A lot of health regen.
We're not going bold. You get items, one item slots, what are they called?
Augmentations.
Yeah, and they're kind of like, you know, you can research your attack, you can research your hacking skills.
Yeah, you can do that.
You know, you're jumping so you can jump from a cliff without getting injured.
But what I heard, though, is you can research everything by the end of the game. If you...
You can't.
I couldn't, actually.
You can't.
You can get fairly close if you do every single side mission and collect every single thing and hack everything.
I don't think you can.
I'm the person who...
You get close.
And if you get more points.
Okay, so if you're going to play...
That is
If you're
going
to play Deus Ex, you can't go through that game trying to get through every single mission.
I'm sorry, what'd you call it?
Huh?
I
don't want to call it gay sex.
Well.
It's Deus Ex. it sounds like it doesn't. Okay, so you can't play that game trying to do every single mission, every single side mission, because, you know, you're running back and forth.
Oh, I don't know. Did you see some of the people that played Bioshock? No.
Yeah, but it
no, Bioshock's the company that made that game. What was the one in outer space?
Dead Space?
Not Dead Space.
Star Trek. BioWare made BioShock.
Star Trek?
No,
Star Wars.
Mass Effect.
Star Wars. That's
the one. Have you seen some of the people who played Mass Effect and completed every single...
But that's the thing. That's when it gets frustrating. You can't play through that game and try and do every single side mission and try and do every single jet, because when you take one path, that's like a whole other path you can't take.
Yeah.
Like, if you choose to jump down a cliff, if you've researched your jumping, you don't have to go through all those guards, all that, you know, way they research.
It's a lot of precious XP you just lost, though.
Huh?
It's a lot of precious XP.
But that's time you've saved, and, you know, MO you could save, that sort of stuff.
When I played it, I hardly used my gun at all. I would only stealth kill.
Yeah, and you can research invisibility.
You
played that.
Arkham Asylum.
Arkham City.
Arkham next Asylum.
Arkham City's next month.
Oh, yeah, Arkham Asylum's one that's been out.
Yeah. Arkham City isn't out yet.
Yeah, next month, but it goes, I'm still wondering.
So,
I really enjoyed it, personally. I thought it was really good.
Stars?
I'm talking to Adam.
Is it just an RPG shooter? Is it just
on the basic level, but it is so fun to actually not just go in guns blazing,
find out ammo.
There's a couple of missions where you have to.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to kill anyone except for the bosses in the entire game.
I hate those. They're so fun. The one where the electricity one? I hated that one.
See, I beat her.
I have to keep jumping. I hated it.
I beat her on the first go.
Give the rating.
Oh. 4.5 Right. It is ridiculously fine.
Five. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we do 5 gold stars. Come on, get with
it's this. Got a good plot, and it is so fun to try out all the different ways you can get through something.
Right.
Definitely
it's a good lead-off.
Oh my god, nerd rage moment, and you pointed it out, and I haven't finished it, but ING saying that Bastion had a...
ING's review of the Bastion. I finally got through playing it this week. And
IGN.
Sorry.
IGN
reviewed the Bastion after I finished playing through with it. They gave the game overall 9 point something, and you know how they list their pros and cons.
Yep.
They only listed one con in the game, and that was they wrote it down as a weak story. And I just thought that was ridiculous.
No, no one at this table right now agrees with that comment.
I will never.
Jono, what do you think?
But going back, originally when I first played it, we first reviewed it, I said that. I don't know, the storyline's not enough to pull me back in. And then you guys talked me into it, and I'm pulled back in, and the storyline is decent.
Mm. The storyline is, I thought it was amazing, especially after
I'm thinking maybe, though, that skipping, talking about all the things, all the pickups you get as well, all the memorabilia.
It's IGN. He probably played through it like your standard Halo type.
Because you need, to get the full story effect, you have to talk, you got to go ask about all the different things that
there's a lot of little subtle bits of information throughout the game that they probably didn't miss.
Mm.
They probably did miss, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they... And that made me
angry. So besides Bastion, what else have you been playing?
I've been playing Frozen Synapse.
Oh, yeah, I saw you doing that.
Oh, what's that?
I saw it as well.
Explain this game for us.
For those that don't know what it is, Frozen Synapse is a turn-based strategy game with a massive twist.
I'm already bored. Civilization?
No. I generally will hate turn-based strategy games, but
that's what I'm thinking.
But this game, it's basically
that's one where you sorry, you
yeah,
make
you're
movements
playing.
And you
yes,
get, yeah,
yes,
I'll get that.
You basically you got your two teams and you're both in one small room.
And just don't work on a podcast.
One small room.
Yes,
and then you play Deus Ex.
Anyway, you're in the room and there's walls and obstacles and stuff, and you've got your three or four dudes there, and your opponent has his three or four dudes there, and instead of where a normal turn-based strategy game where one player would make a move and then the next player would do something, both players plan the moves out at the exact same time, and the options are there for you to simulate every single possible outcome that you could possibly think of to... Of this scenario, and what happens is once both players have locked in their
was that Mind Magic?
Is there a multiplayer to this?
It's basically all multiplayer.
Crap, where to get this guy? If you buy one, you get a free one.
Yeah.
Okay. Explain the.
Both players will map out their move, and basically you can map out as long as you want. But once you submit your turn, 5 seconds of your plan plays out. And then after that 5 seconds, you make another turn based on the outcome of that those events. So if you don't know,
had a lot of spit, keep going.
don't pick on my speech impediment. No, so after the first turn, the 5 seconds will play out, and then you'll make your second move based on what you saw your opponent do on something in the first turn. And it's actually quite engaging, like...
Kind of like a mix between...
And so what's the goal of it to get to
it? Depends on what game type you're playing. There's a few of them, but I spend most of my time playing Dark Extermination, which is just get all their guys dead.
So there's one to get to a point as well.
Yeah, there's
so you control more than one guy?
Yeah, there's three or four dudes on your team that you're playing out all at the same time. Yeah.
Is it on like a grid?
No, it's not grid-based at all. It's... I heard a description of it as
it kind of looks like Super Mario, the sort of field with the blocks going up that you can jump up. And
you can't jump or anything.
But that's how it looks. Like,
I'm thinking Final Fantasy Tactics. And
that's what I'm thinking. It looks like Worms, essentially, the map.
It's like Worms if you're looking down.
The leveling of it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's top down.
Yeah, it's top down, and you look at this room from like...
I'm still thinking Final Fantasy Tactics.
So am I.
I haven't played that, I can't tell you what... Not at all, but it's hard to explain if you haven't seen it. But you just got free reign to move your dudes around the field, tell them where to aim, Your standard, your shotgun soldiers and your machine gunners, they will fire automatically when they see you, dude, unless you tell them otherwise. Then you've got rocket launcher guys and grenade launcher dudes, but you have to tell them to aim manually. And basically, the winner of like each individual firefight, like in each turn, is decided by they're playing SWAT again.
Yeah, we're playing the hand signals again.
But yeah, the winner is determined based on who sees who first, who's in the most amount of cover, and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's pretty good.
Rating?
Rating? I'd give it out of 5, 3.5 stars. It's pretty good. Something completely different. That caught me off guard.
We'll go with that. That's the description. We'll go with it.
Running out of time.
Are you finished undressing?
Yeah. Yeah, Jono, that was
Lucky Lock, what have you been doing?
Just going home to play.
Yeah, Jono, fill us in on your week.
I haven't been doing much. I've been working a lot. I haven't had any like time off at all. I'm going to the snow on Sunday. So I've been working 2 weeks straight so I can go to the snow on Sunday for a week. So, games I've been playing is LOL.
Yep.
The game's so shit, eh?
I reckon.
Deus Ex. I think I said Deus Ex.
Deus.
Deus. Deus.
Deus.
Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus.
Deus. Deus. Deus.
Deus.
Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus.
Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus.
Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus.
Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus. Deus.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. Now we're just waiting on Adam.
Now it's just IP.
Hey, we're waiting for Adam once we've had a room.
I've got like 4 or 5 room pages completely done now.
I've got 3.
Well, 9 more levels.
I've got 2 room pages.
How about your room pages, Carl?
I'm about level 10. Even lucky.
You're almost there, man.
Yes. That's why you're not part of the ranked 5.
Okay. Well, that's why I haven't
played. We're not playing ranked 5. We wanted this one to finish. Unless we can find somebody else.
But we probably could use a better person.
Alright, yeah. Anything important anybody wants to say?
Those were Borderlands fans. May next year is Borderlands 2 release.
I announced that last one.
Dude, yeah. I don't remember.
Those that are Halo fans, no one. 3 has been released on the
15th. Yeah.
Leak date. Give him a bit of a critic of that next week. No one's going to buy it, though.
No.
I might.
Well, you buy it and I'll come over.
You can play Halo 1 on the COD. I mean, Halo 1 on the Halo Reach engine, that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
It's just fancy colors.
But you can switch between them.
You can switch between them so you don't even have to look at the fancy colors.
No.
Working back to it, and the graphics aren't outdated.
The
graphics will be updated in this.
Oh my god, HD Halo.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Jonah, you getting it now?
Yeah.
I think they've run out of ideas because, like, take Reach for example. All Reach was about who could die the most coolest way, was how it turned out to be. That's the way I saw it.
Reach, yeah, it just didn't have the same.
It was literally who could die the coolest.
I really liked Reach.
I really liked Halo 3. Better than ODST. Halo 3 was my.
ODST was.
Original Halo.
Don't talk about ODST.
Don't know how many of those games got returned.
I hated that game.
I can't believe there's 5 of them, hey.
And there's going to be another 3.
Oh, yeah, hang on, but you calling Halo Wars in that though?
Because there's Halo 1, Halo 2, Halo 3, ODST.
No, so
Reach.
When I think of Halo, I don't think of ODST. Yeah. I don't think of Halo Wars.
I think of Halo Reach when I think of Halo.
Drop out ODST. That's 4 Halos.
Yeah. You have to
ODST. Do you remember playing Halo 1 and thinking, oh wow, this is
good? Yes, we all remember
playing. Then playing Halo 2 and thinking, oh wow, they've updated this a bit. And then when they released Halo 3, it was
I got pissed off because they wouldn't let you do dual needles.
Halo 3.
I'd just single needle in the plasma and I'd charge it on up here with a big circle thing and then go needless.
Quick side note, when they released Halo 1, a programmer just before they released it upped the ante on the pistol, so it was actually more powerful than the sniper rifle.
Easier to aim,
more damage, and it has the best punch in the whole game.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
Then they completely took that out in Halo 2, which is why I don't like Halo 2.
Anyway, We'll finish it there then. On a bad note, just for you.
Yeah, on a bad note. Everyone, I'm going to go cry myself to sleep.
Stay tuned for the next installation for the LOL version of the podcast.
Oh, yeah, the next podcast is going to be all about Dominican.
Or Riven. Dominion or Riven. Whoever's releasing this episode.
Lasagna will be taking the week off.
That's right.
If Dominion's on, we are playing tomorrow night, right?
Yep. If it's Riven,
We should have a Saturday night LAN speaker.
No, fuck this.
I'll open sorry. Invite to anybody who can track down where Karen lives, because it'll be at Karen's house.
Oh, look, I'll do it. I'll bring the 15 minute total, do it.
I can do Saturday
night. My house not even free.
I know, I'm joking. Eli's out, dude. People want to say goodbye.
Bye.
So,
Sarah. Toodle-oo.
I don't want to say bye.
Oh, well, you're a joke.